Palo Alto, San Francisco.
A division of Salem Communications.
On the NASDAQ as SALM.
I'm Tom Busby, CNBC Radio. European Central Bank leaders disappointing investors here and around the globe today, deciding to delay any stimulus measures aimed at boosting the struggling Eurozone economy for now. But they did leave the door open for monetary easing plans early next year if needed. First, Wall Street sold out of stocks, but the market's rebounding, ending with just modest losses. The Dow down about 12 points, the NASDAQ down 5. Oil ended lower again. That's after Saudi Arabia again lowered prices, trying to undersell all that U.S.-produced crude. Jobless claims dipped to an 8-year low last week, while planned layoffs in November down 30%. The Obama administration confirms enrollees in federal health care plans will pay higher premiums next year. Starbucks wants to pump up sales in the evening, adding beer, wine, and snacks to its menus. And Yahoo says Las Vegas, the most searched vacation destination on its website this year. I'm Tom Busby, CNBC.
Are you turned off by online dating? Say hello to EH Plus. This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. EH Plus takes the best parts of eHarmony and combines them with personal matchmaking. With EH Plus, a matchmaker will learn all about you and handpick your matches. No computer needed. Get started today. Call 855-940-LOVE. That's 855-940-LOVE.
Napa Know-How!
Napa tire gauges are now just $1.99. The perfect gift for anyone who owns a car with tires. But when giving the gift of a $1.99 tire gauge, don't put it in one of those long jewelry boxes with a giant red bow and your wife's name on it. Because while a $1.99 tire gauge from Napa can be useful, it can't keep you warm at night. Conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 12/31/14.
Strategies and solutions. Your bottom line with Johnny Dean of Buckett Strategy Investing.
Are you prepared for retirement? Many would-be retirees fail to accumulate enough of a nest egg, or even if they do, they don't know how to transform that into an income stream that will outlive them. My advice? Start planning early. It's easier with some lead time, for example, to pay off credit cards, car loans, and other debts. Soon-to-be retirees also need to begin mapping out a retirement budget. How much will you be spending each month? How does that compare to what you can be sure of receiving, like Social Security benefits, pension checks, and annuity payments? Be conservative. Presume that you will live longer than you think likely and that prices will rise more than you expect. Next, and this is where it gets complex, decide how much you can afford to withdraw from 401ks, IRAs, or any other place where you've stashed funds for future use. Mistakes can be costly, so in almost every case, it's important to hook up with a good financial advisor.
For more strategies and solutions, watch Buckett Strategy Investing online at wealthed.com.
Financial guidance that is both experienced and accomplished. Join Bill Gunderson weekday morning starting at 6 a.m. for the Best Stocks Now radio show on the Bay Area's business leader, AM 1220 KDOW. AM 1220 KDOW.
Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's the Breathe Easies with another one of your favorite hits.
Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke around the kids in the house. Don't smoke in the car. Don't smoke in the house. Don't break my heart.
Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as making your home and car smoke-free zones. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org. Up next, well, what do you know? The Breathe Easies with another hit song, Vacuum Up the Floor.
Vacuum up the floor. Hey! Vacuum up the floor.
Yeah!
Vacuum up the floor.
The asthma drinker is no more.
You gotta vacuum up the furniture and vacuum in the crank because the dander and the dust can get you to asthma attacks.
Simple steps can help your kids breathe easier. Vacuum up the floor to keep your house free of dust, dander, and dust mites. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Now, family law is family life. Here's attorney Travis Kropelka.
All right, tax week coming up next week, so klaxon's blaring. I could use a sound effect. I am not a CPA. I am not a tax attorney. Talk to one. Talk to them about the tax consequences and considerations of your separation or divorce. But, of course, many issues that are related to divorce or separation have tax consequences. If the government has its way, as it increasingly does, everything has tax consequences. If you are separated but not officially divorced, you don't yet have a judgment signed by a judge filed that says you're divorced and has a date on it that that happened, then you can still file married filing jointly. You can elect to file married filing separate, or one of you might be able to file head of household. A year will likely be bifurcated by your date of separation, the date after which all of each of your earnings became separate property and before which they were community property. The tax obligations or consequences will need to be split with this in mind. Taxes incurred or paid prior to separation are community expenses. Those incurred after separation should be borne by the earner getting taxed. Be careful with those itemized deductions. Share them or work it out, but just be on the same page, even if you're filing separately. You have a common enemy here, no matter how upset you are with each other, and that's the IRS and the Franchise Tax Board. If you file jointly, be careful of what that might mean. It may very well be the best from a tax standpoint, but in many divorces, one or both sides is alleging to their lawyers or the court that they don't trust each other, that there's been financial wrongdoing. Well, a joint tax return sure looks like there is trust, so be careful of that. A lot of things to be mindful of. Be good to each other.
If you need an attorney, go to HooverKropelka.com or call Travis Kropelka at 408-947-7600 for a free consultation. That's 408-947-7600. Information and discussions are for information purposes only and should not be construed as legal advice or as a substitute for an attorney.
Sponsored by Hoover Kropelka.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging hour discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Kuchera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Kuchera.
Welcome in. Good afternoon. This is Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon. Just a reminder, if you're just tuning in for the first time or a relatively short period of time, we're with you Monday through Friday from 3 to 4. You could tune in and listen to us a couple different ways. One is on the good old-fashioned radio. Hopefully, we still have radios out there. You could do that by going to KDOW 1220 AM. You could also listen to us live online if you go to KDOW.biz. That's KDOW.biz. You could listen to us live online. You could also download one of those apps. That way, you could use your smartphone and carry us anywhere. We're 5 days a week, as I mentioned. We also have some bonus time for you on Wednesdays and Thursdays. We're with you from 2 to 4, so be sure to tune in and listen to Real Estate Radio Live from 2 to 4, two full hours on Wednesdays and Thursdays. We are a live show. We love your calls and love your questions. That number is always the same, 1-800-516-1220, 1-800-516-1220. Well, most of you know that I will say this a lot on a regular basis, that I like to remind everyone, the objective of this show since day one, almost 4 years ago when I started, was to provide education and information to you, the consumer. Why do I do that? I'm passionate about that so that we help you make wise financial decisions with your real estate transactions, period. There's so much to do with real estate. And the way we do that, the way we help do that, is that we have expert guests, great guests, like I'm going to introduce in just a moment today, and good content and information, hopefully, to provide you that information to help you make these decisions. So, that said, I am going to invite my guest in now, and is Mr. Bob Ford. He is the president and CEO with Sarah Lux. Bob, how are you doing today?
Oh, excellent. Joe, thank you so much for having me on the show.
It's my pleasure. When I saw this topic, I was excited, and I think, gosh, I don't know, it was a month or so ago when we were talking to finally figure out a date when you could come on here. And so that's exciting. So the topic today is harnessing the power of daylight, but it's more and more detail. So I want you to really settle in and listen to this topic, because this is a wonderful, wonderful technology and process in which, you know, some of the things that take place we take for granted. some of the studies Bob's going to talk about, how bodies perform better in natural daylight. You know, children learn better. We all learn better. Employees are happier in natural daylight. And how does that light come in? It usually comes in from windows. And so there's applications, there's treatments. And so Bob is the CEO, again, of Cerelux. And we're going to talk about the products that they have that are making huge improvements and benefits in that area. So if you have any questions for Bob, check in and give us a call, 1-800-516-1220. And we're going to give out the information on his company and the website and information as we go too, as well, once we get started. So, Bob, let's get started. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got started and how you ended up here and what you're doing today.
Well, I've taken a – thanks, Joe. I've taken a circuitous trip to where I am today.
Okay.
Previously, I was over in Saudi Arabia for 4 years and started a business there, came back to the States, started another business, started a solar business in 2001. I grew that into over 100 people and ended up selling that to a major corporation.
Okay.
And through the course of all of this, I kept honing in on the idea that making good use of natural resources such as the sun made good sense. And so a headhunter reached out to me about 3 years ago and asked me if I would be interested in looking at a daylighting company. And I joined the company shortly after that.
That's great. When they contacted you and said a daylighting company, did you have an idea? I mean, the fact that you had solar background and you, or was it a little bit unfamiliar? Or what did you think about it when they contacted you?
It was actually quite surprising to me because in 2001 I had looked at an active daylighting company to partner with the inventor of the technology, and I thought the time had not yet come for a daylighting technology. Now, this particular one had to do with through the roof rather than through the window.
Okay.
And in the course of my due diligence on that company, ended up identifying that the solar industry was ready to take off, and so started a solar company instead.
Yeah,
and so I had quite a bit of background on daylighting before I ever was approached on this last time.
And this obviously sounded exciting to you and something that you wanted to take on.
Well, it was certainly the right balance. You know, ultimately, there were a couple of key factors. You know, certainly you wanted to have something that would last a long time on the window. It had to be through the window rather than through the ceiling. There were a lot of people working on skylight technologies. And I really felt that the key opportunity that resided in the marketplace had to do with the windows, and the people that approached me on this came out with the right equation.
Wow, good. All right, well, let's get started. We'll take it right down to the basics. One thing that I love about radio and what I try to do is, you know, make it as simple as we can and descriptive as we can because we don't have the benefit of TV and monitors, but. So if you could just get us started and tell us basically what is daylighting, and we'll get started that way. Just take it down to the basics.
Certainly. I think we all understand that we love daylight or sunlight in the right doses. And of course, we're talking about an infinite resource for us in terms of light and heat with the sun. And so daylighting is really about introducing the sunlight into the space in a beneficial way.
Okay.
So there are a couple of factors that are important there. Certainly, if it's coming through the window, daylighting is about reducing the glare. It's about bringing in more beneficial light so that you can turn off the overhead lights. And it's frankly about preserving the view out the window. And this is that equation I was talking about when the company approached me first.
Right. So as part of this, I mean, we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of the product and how it works and the success of it. But does some of this also have to do with positioning it of windows when they construct a building and so on and so forth? I mean, there's something to that as well, I'm guessing, right?
Absolutely. And what you're finding in today's marketplace is that companies are positioning their facilities in such a way that they're maximizing use of the south orientation.
Okay.
So what you'll see is a long facade on the south, shorter on the east and west, and a little longer on the north. So particularly you look at places like India, that when they build campuses today, they maximize the use of daylighting just as a natural consequence of how they're constructing their buildings. But fast forward here into the United States, and what we're finding is that people are retooling existing buildings and redesigning what they thought was the ideal footprint of buildings in new construction.
Huh. Okay, so they're reconfiguring some of them. So that doesn't necessarily mean you have to build a new building. You could take a look at it and see what the retrofit or make the changes that are necessary.
Yeah, and I would say with daylighting, in order for it to be embraced mm-hmm. properly, it has to be something that can be easily installed in an existing window and be effective.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you know, when you get into the expense of new construction or major retrofit, mm-hmm. certainly you have a few more levers to pull in order to get that daylight more effectively in.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned that what country did a good job at using this, making the use of the daylighting?
India has. But, I mean, we can go back in time and in history, and use of daylight has always been there. You know, you go back to the Parthenon in Greece, and daylight was a key element in the design of the structure.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can fast forward to the churches in Europe in the 1700s, mm-hmm. where the long sides of the churches were north and south, and it was really intended to maximize the use of daylight without any lighting of any kind.
So were we, when I say we, the United States, the way we construct the buildings, has this been a big component of a strategy behind building for years that you know of, or has this really become to the forefront, I don't know, say in the last 10, 15, 20 years? Well, what's the time frame in that, you think?
Well, so I think that daylighting has taken off in the last 5 years.
Okay, 5 years. All right.
And I would say that the reason for it has always been a function of the drive for a reduced carbon footprint,
okay.
A more energy efficient building, reduced operating expenses on the mm-hmm. On the building itself.
Right.
What has emerged in the last couple of years, though, is a recognition that people perform better under natural light. People have known about that for quite some time, but what is surprising is how quickly the financial investors in real property are now investing in daylighting as a differentiator with the other buildings out there.
Yeah, no, that's a big deal, and I want to get into the details of this too, because there's, as usual, there's so much research and study, and there's a reason why this is successful and what you guys are doing, because it's not only, let's face it, there's first, people might think from the surface, oh, my gosh, this is great. It allows more light in. But then there's so much more, right? I mean, there's behavior and there's productivity and there's all kinds of studies that will prove that the reason this is so powerful and successful.
Yeah, and at the core of all of this is very simply how our bodies function.
Okay.
And if we talk about circadian rhythms, we need a certain amount of daylight during the day.
Mm-hmm.
In order for us to sleep well at night. So
right.
Not only does it reduce the stress and the angst in the afternoon, mm-hmm. you know, the post-lunch
right.
blues, if you will,
right.
but it also facilitates that rhythm
okay.
that needs to occur in order to get a good sleep.
Perfect. Well, let's talk about the Cerelux now. So we have a few minutes left in this top segment. Of course, we got a bunch more time, but let's get started. Tell me a little bit about Cerelux, and of course, on the other side of the break, we'll get into more detail. Underway, I mean, you told us when you started. So what is the product here, or I should say the technology, or what you guys are doing at Cerelux?
So basically for Cerelux, what we have done is we've identified the three key factors in order to make a product effective for daylighting of the windows.
Okay.
The first is it has to manage glare. So anybody that sits next to a window where in a south-facing orientation or even east or west,
right.
they get blasted by the sun at certain times of the day, and the first thing they do is they shut the blinds.
Right.
So we've got to be able to manage the glare that comes about as a consequence
okay.
of that behavior. The second thing is you want to introduce more daylight deeper into the space. And
okay.
the third is if you've got a window there, the last thing you want to do is block the window.
Yeah,
so you
right.
want to preserve the view out, and that's really the key differentiator of what Cerelux does. All of our products are about those three things.
Perfect. All right. All right, we're going to have to take our first break. We come back, a lot of great information here. It's exciting, a lot of good stuff. If you have any questions for Bob, we're talking about daylighting, harnessing the power. 1-800-516-1220, 1-800-516-1220. We'll be back with you in just a few minutes.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We are brought to you by Lux Valet. Traveling through Fairfield along 80 eastbound, we've got delays approaching Cherry Glen Road due to an earlier accident, Allison Drive. In San Jose, look out for a crash on 280 northbound just before Race Street. That accident moved over to the right shoulder. In Livermore, an accident on the shoulder of 580 eastbound and North Livermore Avenue causing some minor delays. And your right lane is blocked along 580 westbound just before Central with debris there. Parking is impossible in SF. That's why you need the Lux Valet app for only $5 a day, $15 max. Lux will send a valet to you and park your car in a secure garage. Download the Lux app for iPhone now and use the invite code radio to get your first park free. Find out more at luxvalet.com. That's traffic on AM 1220 KDOW.
Rob Black and Your Money, weekdays 7 to 9 a.m. on AM 1220 KDOW.
Just now, another kid dropped out of school. There's one every 20 seconds. Over 200 kids an hour. That adds up to nearly 5,000 kids every school day.
If we do nothing, 3.5 million kids won't receive a diploma over the next 4 years. But there is someone who can change that. And that someone is you. United Way knows that kids who have a caring adult in their life are more likely to make it. So make a pledge. Tutor a child who needs help. Mentor a kid who needs someone on their side. Volunteer to read to children. Because the path to success or failure starts long before graduation day. And the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Take the pledge to volunteer now at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Strategies and solutions, your bottom line, with Johnny Dean of Bucket Strategy Investing.
Maybe you're among the millions of Americans who wind up with overdrafts on their debit cards, or perhaps write a check that isn't honored by the bank. If so, it can cost you big time in terms of extra fees for debit overdrafts or even court costs if you knowingly write a bad check. Secondly, a merchant who was stiffed may charge a fee or a penalty. And third, banks love a bounced check. Most charge $20 to $30 for each one. To avoid these costs, follow these easy steps. First, balance your checkbook regularly and keep an updated running balance. Also, see if your bank offers a check guarantee service. It could be far less expensive than fees and penalties from a bad check. Also, immediately record all debit charges like ATM withdrawals, automatic deductions, and service charges before you forget. And finally, maintain an extra $100 in your checking account, but don't enter it in the register. That'll give you an extra margin of safety.
For more strategies and solutions, watch Bucket Strategy Investing online at wealthed.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live, streaming live on iHeart, TuneIn, and KDOW.biz. For more information on today's topic or guest, just visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Again, your host for Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Cuchera.
Welcome back in. Thank you for joining us this afternoon and spending some time with us. Joe Cuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. We're with you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Tune in and listen to us. We are a live show. We love your phone calls. Excuse me. Love your questions. And if you have any of those today or any time, 1-800-516-1220, 1-800-516-1220. I'm going to bring my guest back down. He's in the studio for the entire hour. Mr. Bob Ford has been kind enough to join us. He's with Sara Lux. He's the president and CEO. And it's Harnessing the Power of Daylight. We're talking to the subject today, the product that they have. And we're going to jump in and talk about the product and the application that goes on the window, primarily commercial use, but there is a use for residential as well. So anyone that has commercial buildings or residential or potentially building anything of that nature where you have windows, let's put it that way, especially if it's new construction or if it's something you need some help with, you're really going to want to listen up and find out more about this product. So we'll do it at the end of the show too, Bob, but if you could give the listeners an idea of the website where they could go and find out a little bit more information about your company.
Yes, thank you.
Here it is here. So you can go to saraluxinc.com, so I'll spell it out for you, SERRALUXINC.com, and go to that website if you would, and I would encourage you to go on, spend some time, look around. It's a patented proprietary material, and we're going to get into exactly what it does on the window, but it's basically an application. And then Bob's also going to share with us as we go through the show the new product that will be coming out summer of next year. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. So we'll talk a little bit about that, too. So, again, if you have some time, go to the website. It's www.serralux.com. And we're going to give Bob's phone number out here, too, as we end the show as well. But that'll give you a little idea. So, Bob, let's jump back in and talk about the product you have is Sara Glaze. So if you give the listeners maybe an overview of what exactly this is and what it does, the application part of it, and where you're having all the success with it.
Thanks. Sara Glaze is unlike any other window film, but it is a window film that affixes to the window above eye level. What it does is when the light, whether it's direct sunlight or ambient light in the sky, contacts the film, mm-hmm. that light is then redirected up to the ceiling, where it then is diffused downward. You go into a Class A commercial office building, and the ceilings are almost always a white or an off-white.
Right.
And frequently what you're finding today is you're finding that more and more of the luminaires that go into those buildings mm-hmm. are using that ceiling as their light softening mechanism.
Ah, okay.
And so what Sara Glaze does is it makes good use of infrastructure that's already in the building by diffusing the light from the sun up to the ceiling and back down to the work surfaces. So, in effect, the ceiling becomes your light.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful. And we were just talking off air. Perfect example. I was in a building I was telling you was horrendous before. So where my studio is today, you and I are in right now, I'm adjacent to a window. So if the light's coming through, the benefit of your product is, if I understand this correctly, it will deflect it, or I should say the heat, as it comes through, the heat will naturally move up. So if I'm sitting right next to the window or within a couple of feet, in theory, am I not going to get that intense heat?
Right, and fundamentally, you want to keep in mind that we place our film above eye level.
Yes,
we do that
correct.
For a very specific
sure.
reason, and that is that if you were to place a mirror at the base of the window and the sunlight hit it and you walked through it, you would get blinded.
Yeah, right.
So if you imagine that Sara Glaze is like these millions of little mirrors incorporated into the film,
okay.
then you understand why it's above eye level. That said, it will redirect both the sunlight and the heat up to the ceiling.
Right. And this is being used, you guys are having a lot of success with, is a majority commercial right now, although you're saying that a lot of people are contacting you for both residential properties as well.
Well, it's been incredible. In the last, we launched about 2 months ago with a couple of trophy buildings, one of which I could talk about, one which I can't.
Okay.
And we've had approaches from all over the world about what it is that we're doing. But interestingly, we've had more and more contact from residences.
Perfect. All right, we're going to have to take another break. There's a lot of great stuff. If you have any commercial buildings, residential buildings, it doesn't matter, homes, this is a topic you're going to want to call in and ask Bob about it. Ask Mr. Ford about it. 1-800-516-1220. We'll be back with you in just a couple of minutes.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by Lux Valet. Traffic continues to build along 101 northbound, beginning at Cesar Chavez. As you make your way through the Santa Cruz Mountain, 17 southbound slows at Laurel with your right lane blocked due to a crash. Also in San Jose, an accident report along 280 northbound just before Race Street. And if you are traveling through Fairfield, look out for delays on 80 eastbound approaching Cherry Glen Road East due to an earlier crash at Allison Drive. Parking is impossible in SF. That's why you need the Lux Valet app for only $5 a day, $15 max. Lux will send a valet to you and park your car in a secure garage. Download the Lux app for iPhone now and use the invite code radio to get your first park free. Find out more at luxvalet.com. That's traffic on AM 1220 KDOW.
From the Fox Business Network. Energy names like Exxon and Chevron posted red ink because oil prices slumped again. West Texas crude fell 57 cents to $66.81 a barrel. Meanwhile, initial jobless claims fell less than expected last week. The Dow lost 12 points, the S&P dropped 2, the NASDAQ was down 5. Canada gives Burger King the green light. Regulators approved the fast food company's acquisition of Tim Hortons. Burger King plans to buy the coffee and donut chain for $11 billion. To get Canada's approval, Burger King promised to keep global headquarters near Toronto. It also plans to expand Tim Hortons at a faster pace globally. And Uber is now valued at $40 billion. The car service startup raised $1.2 billion in its latest round of funding. Uber plans to use the money to invest in new markets, including Asia. According to Uber, the company will generate over 1 million jobs in 2015. With the Fox Business Report, I'm David Asman.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield champions the fearless in all of us.
To me, fearless is leaving last year's you in the dust. So now I'm hitting the pavement instead of the snooze bar and getting rewarded with fitness discounts, wellness incentives, and a wealth of other benefits for federal employees. So soon, the old me will just be a thing of the past.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Live fearless. To learn more, call 1-800-411-BLUE or visit fearless.fepblue.org.
Get ready. In the next 60 seconds, you're about to become armed and dangerous. What will be your weapon of choice? Questions. That's right, questions. Questions that expose and scare off predatory mortgage lenders. Questions like,
is there a prepayment penalty or a balloon payment?
Are taxes and insurance included in the loan payment?
Are these all the costs?
Am I eligible for a lower interest rate?
Even now, predatory lenders are still on the hunt for new victims. So if you're about to refinance or are a first-time home buyer, come armed with questions and shop for your mortgage with confidence. Get more questions that protect at 866-222-FAIR. That's 866-222-3247 or go to questionsprotect.org. That's it. The minute's almost up. You're looking more lethal already. Question everything. Protect your home. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
BRML number 4131002.
Looking out for your bottom line. The Bay Area's business leader. AM 1220, KDOW. Sometimes he's over the top, but he really is smart as a whip. Rob Black in Your Money. Weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m. on the Bay Area's business leader, AM 1220 KDOW. Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live, streaming live on iHeart, TuneIn, and KDOW.biz. For more information on today's topic or guest, just visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Again, your host for Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Cuchera.
Welcome back in. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Joe Cuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. I'm joined by Mr. Bob Ford. He's the CEO of Cerelux, President and CEO of Cerelux. We're talking about harnessing the power of daylight. And just as we started, I'm going to remind everybody again, if all the studies show, you don't have to look too far and read too far to find these things, that the body performs better with natural light. Children learn better. We learn better in general. Employees are happier. I mean, there's a lot to when you have employees come into a business area. Matter of fact, if anybody out there knows, I mean, I've done it, and I know Bob has, I'm sure millions of other people, you're out looking for a commercial building to lease or to buy or whatever, and it's amazing the minute you walk in, the feeling you get. And in some cases, it has a lot to do with where the windows are placed, what kind of lighting's coming through, there's so much to that, isn't there, Bob? I mean, there's a lot to that. Just, I mean, you don't have to spend more than 10 seconds when you walk into a place now. You probably do it because it's your business.
That's correct.
You probably notice it all the time.
Yeah.
But it's extremely important, isn't it? I mean, the harness to lighting we're talking about here.
Yeah, and those people that sit next to the window are certainly in the power position in the building.
Right.
And they're in the power position because they have the benefit of seeing out the window when they want and enjoying the sunshine mm-hmm. when they want and frankly shutting the blinds when they want. And
yeah.
And it's really about managing the glare and enjoying the sunshine to the dose level that they would like. Unfortunately, at the window side, the issue is a simple one. They get blasted by the sun.
Right.
There's no way of taking the sun off of them without shutting the blinds.
Mm-hmm.
As a consequence, everybody else in the building gets no view and gets no sunshine.
Right. Yeah, and that's the downside of that, right? I mean, once someone closes the blinds, you don't get anything.
Well, and you can drive up 101 through High Tech area, and you can see the buildings in the course of the day, and there's no direct sunlight on the mm-hmm. building, and yet 90% of the windows are the blinds are closed.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. So who's a typical customer? I'm guessing anybody that's a commercial building, although you're getting a lot of really good excitement and levels in terms of residential. So this would really this application sounds like it would work for anything, whether it's commercial or residential. Am I correct?
Well, certainly, and really, our initial target was all about the Class A commercial offices, the high end commercial offices, and that's because they're already in the process of deploying daylight harvesting technology mm-hmm. that automatically shut off the lights when the daylight is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
What Cereglaze does is it multiplies the square footage of area that can be daylight harvested and also introduces the daylight to the people deeper in the space. But on top of the commercial offices, we're seeing a lot of interest out of schools. I just bid two projects for schools. We're seeing a lot of interest in hospitals and also in residences. So the benefits are pretty profound across the board. You know, in an office, the typical the average productivity enhancement may be as much as 5.5%,
mm-hmm.
and if you're paying $200 or $300 or $400 a square foot for the employee that's sitting on that spot, you know, even if you only got a 1% productivity improvement, you've recaptured the cost of deploying daylight technology.
No, it's incredible, and I encourage people to look at those statistics and understand what we're talking about and the productivity. I mean, there's a lot to be said, especially if you have several hundred people in your office building and the productivity level potentially is even 1 or 2% more. I mean, the numbers are staggering in terms of, and let's face it, everybody wants happier employees, and any chance we can of making all these benefits, I know that's a big push for employers these days too, by the way, because this day and age, as you know, there's typically very little 401k matching. The pensions have gone by the wayside. So you really, what you do is you have a lot of employees, especially here in the Silicon Valley, right? They try to have all these additional value adds and benefits, and this is a great one to me. I mean, to talk about something like this. We're going to take another break. When I come back, I want to talk a little bit about, too, in the light that comes through and the heat, my guess is, does that also retract from either furniture or different things? I notice sometimes with intense heat for a while, so they could actually fade items. Does that also work with that heat that raises up, or is there any effect with that? So we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back, too.
Excellent.
Joe Cachera with Real Estate Radio Live. If you have any questions for Mr. Ford, 1-800-516-1220, 1-800-516-1220. We'll be back with you in just a few minutes.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Traffic building in several spots now. We're seeing delays on 280 northbound from Mariposa to King. 101 slows northbound beginning at Cesar Chavez. And as you travel along 80 in the eastbound direction, it's slow from the Maze to Ashby. And in San Jose, an accident report along 280 northbound just before Race Street. Four vehicles involved there on the right shoulder. And as you make your way through the Santa Cruz Mountains, look out for a crash taking out your right lane on 17 southbound just before Laurel, causing delays beginning at Glenwood. Mr. Rogers passed along Friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. That's traffic on AM 1220 KDOW.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day, and the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor or mentor, give, advocate, volunteer, live united, take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. And he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live, streaming live on iHeart, TuneIn, and KDOW.biz. For more information on today's topic or guest, just visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Again, your host for Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Cachera.
Welcome back in. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Joe Cachera with Real Estate Radio Live. We're joined for the entire hour here in studio by Mr. Bob Ford. He is the CEO of Sarah Lux, President and CEO of Sarah Lux, and we're talking about harnessing the power of daylight. And Mr. Ford has a product called Sarah Glaze, and it's an application that goes on the window. We're talking about that product. He's just kind of checking in and tuning in with us. If you have any questions for Mr. Ford about the product or anything else about real estate, we'll take those calls, 1-800-516-1220, 1-800-516-1220. 61220. So the application that you have right now, how's things going in terms of sales? I mean, you just got started a couple of months ago. It sounds like things are going pretty well. It must be pretty good demand right now.
Well, it's interesting to see the demand be a more of a global demand. So we have
that was kind of interesting, isn't it? When you mentioned that.
We have a bid in for the Grand Egyptian Museum in Cairo,
no
Egypt.
No kidding.
We have projects in the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
We've had interest out of South America as well, and the UAE in the Middle East.
Okay.
So it really is a global adoption of daylighting as we mm-hmm. progress forward, and I'm seeing it as accelerating, and so I think we hit it right at the perfect time.
That's good. So isn't that the wonderful thing about information technology, the internet, social media? We could go on and on. Excuse me, Bob, but the ability to connect and for someone to get access to your information immediately like that. So truly, you hear people talk about, a global economy. This is just another example of a global economy, because here you are, you're getting interest and offers from people all around the world for a product that you're developing right here in Northern California.
Well, that's correct.
Yeah.
So we actually have a job that we're working on that is in India as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular company is an enormous company that has campuses all over India.
Wow.
And already benefit from daylighting. So what we do is we enhance their daylighting position.
So take me through the process, Bob, if you will. So you get a client that says, I have 26, buildings. And so do you actually get the dimensions of the windows? Do you send someone out there initially? How does that take us through that process of how that works?
So what we do is we actually measure the windows.
Okay.
Then we cut the film to size for those windows. They're delivered, and we have an external installer install them just as they would any safety security film, any window film. So it's a very, very straightforward process, easy to do, and frankly also easy to remove if that's a desire.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it simple.
So when the person installing it now, is that an employee of yours, or is that someone, a contractor that you contract with, depending on where they are? How does that work?
It's somebody that's local to the job site.
That makes sense.
And it does not make sense for us to go out and hire an installation team because of the expense of travel and so on.
Yeah, that makes sense. How about cleaning, upkeep, things like that? Would anybody tell any difference with the film on the window in terms of that?
No, obviously you don't want to take a knife to it and scratch the film.
Right.
But acrylic is relatively scratch resistant.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very strong, resilient plastic, and it lasts very well under UV light, unlike most window films, which is made out of a different plastic.
Well, tell us about. I know you have a new product that's coming out pretty soon. Is that next year? Is that right?
That's correct. In the summer of 2015, we will be launching what we call CeraVue Smart Daylighters.
Okay.
And the difference between these two is quite simple. The CeraGlaze attaches to the window, again, above eye level.
Mm-hmm.
The CeraVue attaches to the window frame, not to the window itself. And it has an active tracking system for monitoring where the sun is so that it can optimally redirect the daylight as deep into the space as you would like.
Ah, okay.
Then on top of that, it has a photovoltaic charger that recharges the battery, so there's no wires coming off of this unit. It's completely autonomous. And it can be set up and adjusted and managed by an iPhone app.
And what is the evolution of this product around the frame? How does that mix? Would someone, if they had your current application on the window today, could they then use the second product that you're coming out with, or is it two different products? Or
you wouldn't use both of them in the same window,
but
you would use both of them in the same building. And the reason is that both products will bring in daylight effectively.
Mm-hmm.
The CeraGlaze will bring it in a little shallower. If you have a shallower room, the CeraGlaze is a more economical solution. If you have a north-facing window and you want to bring the ambient light in and redirect it to the ceiling,
mm-hmm.
the CeraGlaze is a better solution for that. If you have a deep room, on the other hand,
mm-hmm.
then the CeraVue will bring that daylight very deeply into the space.
Great. All right. Well, one more time, we're gonna have just a minute or so for our next break. But if you have any questions for Bob at all, I would encourage you to give us a call 1-800-516-1220. Do you have a building, a home? you're curious about, you know, the heat and the exchange of heat and how it comes through the window and what you do with it, you could also go to the website at www.serraluxinc.com. That's Serra Lux Inc. .com. Do me a favor, go onto the website, take a look at the products, find out a little bit about the background, what they're doing. It's exciting, a lot of good stuff happening here. So, all right, we're going to take our last break. If you have any questions for us, check in, give us a call, 1-800-516-1220, 1-800-516-1220. So when we come back, Bob, we'll finish up, talk about this, the last product you come about, and anything else that we want to cover here today. This is good stuff.
Well,
all right.
Thank you.
All right, Joe Kuchera with Real Estate 360. Again, we got one more segment. If you have any questions for Mr. Bob Ford, 1-800-516-1220. We'll be back with you in just a couple minutes.
For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
We're brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Traffic building in several spots now. We're seeing delays on 280 northbound from Mariposa to King. 101 slows northbound beginning at Cesar Chavez. And as you travel along 80 in the eastbound direction, it's slow from the maze to Ashby. And in San Jose, an accident report along 280 northbound just before Race Street. Four vehicles involved there on the right shoulder. And as you make your way through the Santa Cruz Mountains, look out for a crash taking out your right lane on 17 southbound just before Laurel, causing delays beginning at Glenwood. Mr. Rogers passed along Friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. That's traffic on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's the Breathe Easies with another one of your favorite hits.
Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke around the kids. In the house. Don't smoke in the car. Don't smoke in the house. Don't break my heart.
Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as making your home and car smoke-free zones. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org. Up next, well, what do you know? The Breathe Easies with another hit song, Vacuum Up the Floor.
Vacuum up the floor. Hey! Vacuum up the floor.
Yeah!
Vacuum up the floor.
We have more drinking here, so you gotta vacuum up the furniture and vacuum in the crunch because the dander and the dust can get you to asthma attacks.
Simple steps can help your kids breathe easier. Vacuum up the floor to keep your house free of dust, dander, and dust mites. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more trips to the bathroom, longer time in the bathroom, waking at night to go, or issues in your romantic life. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-859-4013. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to use the bathroom, speed up bathroom trips, reduce waking at night to go, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-859-4013. That's 1-800-859-4013. Call 1-800-859-4013.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. We had been running up balances for quite some time, and it became a crisis. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
We called them. They contacted all of our creditors. They stopped the collections calls. They got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
We are now completely debt-free, and we will never be in the spot we were again, thanks to Trinity.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is John.
I'm Vicki.
And I'm Emma.
And we're debt-free for keeps.
That's 1-800-990-6976.
Welcome back to Real Estate Radio Live, streaming live on iHeart, TuneIn, and KDOW.biz. For more information on today's topic or guest, just visit RERadioLive.com. That's RERadioLive.com. Again, your host for Real Estate Radio Live, Joe Cuchera.
Welcome back in. Thank you for joining us this afternoon as we wind down the show. Our last segment, as usual, it goes very, very fast when you have a great guest and great information. Learned a lot today and much, much more. We've been joined for the entire hour by Mr. Bob Ford. He's the president and CEO of Cerelux. We're talking about harnessing the power of daylight, the product that they have. So just a couple of minutes left here. Bob, if you could do a comparison or at least give the consumers, the listeners, kind of an idea. What is out there today? You know, what is in the marketplace today in terms of a commercial building or residential for that matter? What do you see people using today? And then what is the major difference and why would they want to, you know, find out more about your product?
Well, certainly what people do today, whether it's in a home or in an office, is when the sunlight is beating on them or when they're looking at their computer and the glare is overwhelming, they shut the blinds.
Got it.
And all of a sudden, they have no daylight. And we're accustomed to working in that way, but our bodies are not accustomed to working in that way. There have been some other products that have come to market in the last few years to try and address the daylighting within a building. A light shelf is a good example of that. 3M came out with a product that goes onto the window, but you can't see through it.
It's a problem.
You know, it seems to me that's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, so fundamentally, the way people handle the sunlight coming in and beating on them is they shut the blinds. Now, imagine, if you could manage that glare and manage that heat on your body and move it back up to the ceiling where it becomes beneficial to your work environment or to your home environment, and you reduce the stress that you might otherwise feel, and frankly, get rid of the winter blues. You know,
yeah.
we all deal with the winter blues and in the peak of the winter.
So this would, I'm guessing also, Bob, this would be something that you're going to be talking to home builders about. I'm guessing this kind of seems like a natural if someone's putting up a new structure or building, whether it's commercial or maybe there's residential condominiums, there's a several hundred or whatever. I would think that there may be some interest there as well, right?
Well, that's correct. And our launch strategy has always been, let's get some trophy buildings, which we seem to be getting very well.
Good.
And then building off of that and going into dealer networks and distributorships to spread it out. With the creation of CeraView, we've decided that we're also going to go to an online store for CeraView and CeraGlaze.
Okay.
And so that enables a homeowner that would like to incorporate a daylighting technology into their home to very easily acquire it.
Perfect. All right, we're going to give the website out again. For those, I would encourage you to go on. And that website is ceraluxinc.com. That's ceraluxinc.com. And then if anybody has any information or any questions, Bob, what's a good number for that they could reach you?
The best number to call would be 408-355-3557. That's 408-355-3557.
Great. And again, the website, go on and check it out. You got to take a look at this technology and the systems that the applications on the window. It's wonderful. CeraluxInc.com. Bob, thanks again for your time. It's been a great show, a lot of great information.
Joe, thank you. I truly appreciate being here.
Yeah, wish you all the success in the world.
Thank you.
Joe Cuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Take care and have a wonderful afternoon.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit RERadioLive.com. That's RERadioLive.com. Tune in, log in, download our podcast, discover more at RERadioLive.com. RERadioLive.com. 'Cause you're
Hi, this is tax and estate planning attorney Connie Yee, host of Wealth, Preservation, and You. Each Saturday at 12 noon, we will explore the many ways to plan for wealth protection, estate planning, how to prepare your legacy for future generations, and how to avoid pitfalls when it comes to your estate. Our program will help you to plan today for a secure tomorrow. Join me, Wealth, Preservation, and You, Saturday at 12 noon here on AM 1220 KDOW.
What if there was a place you could go where one click could connect you with a reputable professional for any service you might need? A realtor, financial advisor, home health care, life insurance, you name it. Introducing the KDOW Pro Center, where you'll find quality providers for the services you need, like AccuPlan Benefit Services, answering your what-if investment questions with one-on-one lifetime service. Find AccuPlan Benefit Services on our Pro Center at KDOW.biz. KDOW, Palo Alto, the Bay Area's business leader.